Doug, you're in the capital of Crimea, that's Simferopol, and this is where we can expect further bloodshed.
Well, I won't go so far as say bloodshed yet, Aurore. Let's hope not, at least. But, you know, when John Kerry says that this is not about a struggle, a battle between East and West, there are quite a few people here who would disagree with that. They think it very much is a struggle. And when you speak of separatist threats these days and those fears of provinces and territories breaking away from the central power in Kiev, this is exactly the type of place that people are looking at and fear that that could happen. I'm standing actually in front of what is the regional, the Crimean parliament here in the capital of Crimea, Simferopol. Now, this is obviously a region. It is majority Russian speakers. About 60% of the population out of 2 million are Russians. Yes, there's a sizable minority of Ukrainians. There's also Crimean Tatars. But most are Russians. And yesterday, we actually saw the Russian flag. There were a lot of reports of the Russian flag being raised above this parliament building. Now, that wasn't true. It wasn't on the roof of the building itself. This morning, the Ukrainian flag is still very much flying on the roof of this building. But the Russian flag was briefly raised right over the letters that you see behind me on this building. And it was done by obviously some groups that are very upset with what they see happening in Kiev. I may note that in just a short while time, they're going to be beginning a session of parliament here where the lawmakers are going to be trying to basically overthrow the current local government here. Why? Because these are people that they see as being too close to the new government in Kiev. They are people that they do not feel protect the Russian interests here, and that is the big issue, because the Russians I'm speaking about, both Russian speakers, but also Russians living here who have Russian passports, they are looking at what's going on, and they feel slightly exposed, unprotected, and they want Russia actually to come help them.